Well, early trade on Tuesday has seen the local share market trade through a fairly narrow range. At its best levels, it was up by around 12 points. At its worst, down by about 5 points. And what it really highlights is a lack of momentum. It's not unlike what we saw on Wall Street overnight, where investors were very keen to keep their powder dry ahead of what's going to be an onslaught of companies reporting their results over the course of coming weeks. So on the local front today, as far as the various sectors are concerned, we've got energy stocks leading the declines. Oil prices were lower overnight, in part reflected by the fact that we are now seeing in the Gulf of Mexico quite a sizable proportion of energy infrastructure coming back online, bearing in mind that it had been offline over the course of the last week because of storms moving through that area. So Oil Search and Woodside Petroleum each down in the order of around 1%. On the other side of the ledger, material stocks are doing quite well. Iron ore miners once again responding to another jump in iron ore prices, up by almost 2.5% overnight. There are a couple of factors behind this, not least of which is that in yesterday's Chinese growth numbers, even though the GDP figures were talked about in the context of a 27-year low, what was more impressive is the fact that Chinese authorities have brought stimulus to the fore, and that's making an impact. For example, crude steel production hit record highs last month, and that has resonated with the iron ore cohort. So we've got Fortescue Metals up by around 3%. Elsewhere, as far as company news is concerned, Galaxy Resources in the lithium space has brought some good news in that their production for the second quarter was well ahead of expectations. They were looking to produce somewhere in the order of 45 to 50,000 tonnes of lithium over the course of the period. What they delivered was north of 56,000, and they also sold double the amount of material in the second quarter compared to the first quarter. So that stock is up nicely with a gain of around 6%. The RBA has released the minutes from the last policy setting meeting. Bottom line is that they stand ready to cut interest rates in the event that they need to support the economy. That's not surprising. That's been a consistent refrain in their discussion in recent times. That's just taken the edge off the Aussie dollar, which is trading just south of 70.4 US cents.